What it do, people? It's the On Deck TV podcast coming back another week. Man, look, we taking it back to 2008, similar to the 1998 episode. We had to get this one in before the year 2018 ended. So all the hip-hop news that happened in 2008, all the albums, some of our favorite moments, we're going to sit back, reminisce, and go over that episode. If you're looking for the other podcasts on the Realville Media Network, you can check them out.
Absolutely, man. RealvilleMedia.com. Check out Full Sport Press Podcast, episode 248. The boys moving right along, man. They almost had a quarter ticket. They had basketball trainer Jamal Richardson on there. That's what's up. I'm gonna listen to that, man. Luke can listen to it, get his jump shot right. And Fresh for Dummies podcast. Don't forget me and the homie Jay Hove. We did our 2018 year in review. New episodes every 1st and 15th. And of course, shout out to the ladies' room. Shout out Rizzo and Anne Marie in New York holding us down. But let's jump in the time machine, man. Take it back to 2008. What it do, what the business is.
It is the night before Christmas and all through the house.
No.
It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown. Follow me if you're looking for me. Animal_Brown on Instagram, Twitter, and Snap.
And I am Spike Lou on that and Reddit. Not Snap.
You're not on Reddit no more. I swear you're not.
I shake Reddit. Yeah, actually, you try to act like I didn't put you on Reddit when you found in these Packer games.
Sports links on Reddit.
Yeah, all right.
Lit.
Yeah, all right.
Everything else from Slaughter.
Nah, Reddit fire. welcome to the On Deck TV podcast. We appreciate you guys listening to the latest and greatest in hip-hop news. How was your weekend?
My weekend was solid.
Christmas shopping?
Nah, I've been done with that shit. Damn. I ain't got that many people to shop for, thank God.
Did you get a tree?
No.
You put a tree up?
No. Nobody put trees up no more.
Nobody put tree up. Unfestive ass nigga. Jesus. I'm putting a tree up next weekend. So
I ain't put a so you can take it down in 4 days?
Yes. I want to look at the tree, nigga. You and your wife are welcome to come help us decorate the tree.
Yeah, we'll be late for that. I ain't do shit though. No shopping. I'm catching up on my TV. And catching up on my book. I'm trying to finish this book for the end of the year.
Which one?
The Robert Greene latest joint.
You bought the physical copy?
Nah. I get the digital copy on iPad. It's 2018. We digital out here.
I was just going to ask to borrow when you were done. That's why.
And you're
I guess I got to buy it too then.
The laws of human nature.
Yeah.
Moving right along and it is dope as fuck.
It's good?
Yes.
Compared to 48 Laws of Power or the Seduction.
Man, that's a classic though.
Is it?
It's on par.
Okay, gotcha.
Absolutely.
I'll check that out. TV, what were you watching?
Escape from Dana Moreau. Is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it, but it's on Showtime. It's lit. Based on a true story. Ben Stiller directing that shit. He bodying it.
Young Ben Stiller, brilliant mind. I like Ben Stiller though. I might check that out.
He funny as fuck. What you have on deck for the weekend?
Slow Motion. I listened to an awesome podcast called End of the World. Y'all check that out. The last episode in particular about us being a simulation. It's crazy. Mind blowing.
Us being in simulation.
Yeah.
Humans.
You know, The Sims.
Oh.
Basically, we're like The Sims. I ain't saying I believe it, but the case the dude made was very strong.
I ain't biting.
I'm telling you, listen to it. But, you know, that was a really good podcast that I checked out. And that was pretty much my weekend. My Cowboys kicking ass. You stopped watching football still?
Man, I'm taking a knee right now.
I'm taking a knee.
Shit. Standing with Cap and Eric Reed. And you should too, but you're still watching Eric this Reed. Shit.
Yeah, because my boys are dominating right now. Doomsday defense is back. Shout out to all my Cowboy fans out there.
Also, yeah. iTunes, y'all leave us a comment and a 5-star rating. And we got a Christmas surprise for y'all.
Oh, surprises. People like surprises.
Pay attention to your feeds. More on that in the episode.
All right. Before we get to the episode, let's get the people what they want. Get this rap battle started. Me versus you.
What a beat at? Give me a beat, man.
No.
Yeah, that ain't going
to
help.
Shout out to the rap chatters, man.
That was funny as fuck.
That was
fuck.
A very good question. Who would win in a rap battle between Animal Brown and Spike Lou? I got myself. Easy. Wash.
You some slaw though.
Wash you. Definitely washing you.
All right, man, let's get to the real rappers. People making some good music out here, man.
Let's do it.
The Grammy nominations are in. Okay. What is this, like the 900th Grammy?
51st.
51st Grammy Awards. Couple of interesting picks. There are nominees for Best Rap Performance. Cardi, Drake, Kendrick. Some of the people that we've already been seeing for the last couple of years. But Best Rap Album of the Year. A little bit of controversy. Let me give you the nominees.
Okay.
Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy. Mac Miller, rest in peace. Swimming. Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap. Pusha T, Daytona. Travis Scott, Astroworld. That's it.
What do you mean that's it?
No, they're missing some shit.
No,
they're missing some heat, actually.
What?
Did the Grammys get any of these categories right as we're scrolling through?
Yes. I actually think that they did. I think that they took a lot of criticism in the past, and especially last year. I know we were very down on, I think, some of the stuff that they had nominated. But looking over this, I see the biggest names and I see the best albums in hip hop. It's for the albums of the year, the song of the year, best rap song. You got God's Plan, you got King's Dead.
Mm.
Have no idea what Lucky You is.
Wow, that's Eminem and Joyner Lucas.
Joke.
Fire.
Sicko Mode. I mean, like, I'm expecting this best rap performance. Nice for What, of course.
Yep.
Be Careful. King's Dead Again, Bubbling. You know the difference between the rap performance and the song?
No. What is it?
The performance is the audio recording.
What?
The song is the written version. So everybody who attributed to writing the song, for instance, that's God's Plan has 17 people here.
A lot of samples.
And yeah, sure. And then, you know, performance is just like the audio recording when they went in the booth.
Why is Anderson .Paak bubbling under Best Rap Performance?
Don't do Anderson.
Is Anderson .Paak a rapper?
Yes.
What is he? No,
yes.
He's not.
He is a rapper.
Bruh, that's not rap.
That is. What's wrong with that album being a rap album?
It's not rap, dude. That's the problem. It's
if Kanye is a rapper, he's a rapper. If, like, Drake is a rapper, he's a rapper. If Gunna is a rapper, then he's a rapper.
You notice they have best rap / song collaboration. That's how you can slide in motherfuckers like Post Malone, Six Black, shit like that. Like, look, dude, Childish Gambino.
Where should they be?
I don't. They should not. Post Malone shouldn't be on any of these fucking categories.
I agree with that. Why? It seems like no one likes Post Malone now, but he's. How is he so popular? Because everywhere I look, people are dogging him, talking about he look like he don't bathe, but he's yet here he is again with Grammy nominations and like Song of the Year.
And he's got Album of the Year nomination too for Beer Bongs and Bentleys.
That ain't a rap album.
No, I'm saying Album of the Year,
oh,
period.
Album of the Year.
Yes, the Big Dog Award that they save for the end of the night.
They go, what you looking for up there? Your man's Drake on there.
Scorpion, motherfucker.
Burp.
Let's go.
Cardi B. Invasion.
Why would that not be rap album? Why would that not be in Rap Album of the Year category?
Maybe his team pulled that. Maybe they wanted it bigger. I keep telling y'all that Drake is not a rapper first and foremost.
Oh, it was a double out. It was half and half, though. So I might have just answered my own damn question.
Mm.
You were finna go on some hating shit.
No, I was just telling y'all that Drake's not a rapper, so that's why it wouldn't be rap album. Like,
Cardi B is nominated for Album of the Year and Rap Album of the Year. Now, listen. Cardi had an amazing year, people.
Yes, she did.
Kudos to her. She has solidified herself as a star, no doubt.
Facts.
She does not have a top 5 rap album. She does not have a top, how many categories? What is it, 8 Album of the Year? Like, stop. Stop the madness, dude.
I think they had to do that so she'd come.
Man, no. Then give her one of the best, like, songs. She's nominated for Record of the Year. Like, best rap songs. Like, dude, listen. Cardi B is not finna walk away like Lauryn Hill holding 8 fucking Grammys, dude. Like, we're not finna do that.
She gonna
shit.
Get one.
Yeah, she'll get one, though.
What you think she'll get?
I'm like, that Record of the Year gonna be tough, though.
Song of the Year, you got All the Stars, Booed Up, God's Plan.
I see you, boy.
In My Blood, The Joke, The Middle, and Shallow.
And This Is America. Don't do Childish Gambino like that.
They could have did Video of the Year, maybe.
Mm.
Why Cardi B wasn't on Best New Artist?
That's a great question. Now, that I could see. That's where she should be comfortably sitting in.
Yeah, I feel like that would have been hers to win. I don't know who Chloe X Haley is.
I do.
You do?
What's it's two chicks.
Two chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, Chloe Times Haley. Are they dating?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. I don't know who Dua Lipa is. Margot Price, I've heard of. I forwarded Georgia Smith and her. Yeah, Cardi could have won Best New Artist.
Are you surprised that the Black Panther album got nominated for Album of the Year?
I hope that wins, actually.
That'd be dope.
I hope that that gets the spillover from the movie, and I hope that that would take it away, but I seriously doubt it. It's always going to be one of those albums we've never heard of, but I'm definitely rooting for that Black Panther album.
Which one do you got for Rap Album of the Year? Who you think going to win it?
Rap Album of the Year, and the nominees are?
I just already read them, but okay. Cardi B, Mac Miller, Nipsey, Pusha T, and Travis Scott.
Man, I hate to say this.
Okay.
Now they're gonna give it to Travis Scott, Astroworld.
Really?
Yeah. That one, as far as if you're talking about a Grammy and a rap album, or what I feel like the board, I'm doing air quotes here, would vote for, I think they're going Astroworld because of the production value, how it was put together, the big features. It had a kind of a theme to it. I'm going Astroworld.
If the board knew what they were talking about, that would make 100% sense. But I'm going by history. They're going to go with the most popular. That's going to be Cardi B.
You watch. That's going to win Rap Album of the Year?
Watch. That's the name I that they all know.
I would have said a posthumous Mac Miller beforehand. Is that the only reason that he made this? Let's be honest.
I don't know if I got to check the history. I don't know if he's ever been nominated before. Okay. But that's probably a really big reason.
It's a good album, though.
That's questionable. That's debatable.
No, that is actually, that's the only project I've ever listened to because I did a review. Shout out my man, Chris. But it's a decent album. I wouldn't put it up there for Album of the Year. If we want to be real, my favorite album here, that Victory Lap.
Spoiler alert for our top 10 albums of the year.
You didn't have to say that. We could have just kept it rolling.
Jesus Christ.
My favorite album.
I will give Nipsey props because he dropped early in the year and people are still talking about him as being the best album of the year. That's a feat in itself. And I got to give props to Pusha T because he dropped an album with 7 songs and people are still talking about him having the best album of the year. So props to them two for even being in the conversation.
He also took out Michael Jackson. So
on that note,
there's that.
Let's talk about Jay-Z, man. He dropped a title playlist of his favorite songs of 2018. They comprised of 21 tracks, ranging from all over the place. We got a little bit of everybody in there. Drake, Nipsey, Travis Scott, Kodak Black, Sheck West, Mozzie, Rich the Kid. Any surprises on this list? What jumped out to you on Hov's playlist?
Man, I was looking through this and I was looking for a song that I felt like ain't no way that Jay did this. He like gave this to an assistant as a task and they just wrote down popular songs. But as I'm listening to this, everything kind of fit Jay-Z. Like even with the I can see him getting down to sicko mode, him and B getting crunk in the pad. I can see him shaking his dreads to the Mo Bamba. Jay shaking his dreads is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Jay with dreads is
I can see
wild.
Him jumping around getting hyped with Blue to the Mo Bamba though.
Okay.
I can see that. So I'm gonna say all of the songs fit. If I was gonna take anything off, I was gonna say that Cop Shot the Kid.
That's the worst song on that Nas album.
Yeah, it's the worst song on his list. Easily.
I will say this. I was kind of surprised that he picked something off the Kid See Ghost and not Kanye's solo album.
He ain't doing Ye no favors.
Man, he tripping with that, though. And I thought it was interesting that he picked something off Side B of the Drake album, too. Even though he picked something off Side A, too, because both are fire.
That was Beyonce pick. Let's be honest.
I was surprised he did that. We see a couple of Rock Nation plugs. Shout out to Rhapsody on here. Meek Mill.
They barely made it. That Rhapsody. Hey, man. Very they just started showing my girl some love, man. That Rhapsody barely made it. Shout out Sauce Walker.
Yeah, man.
He put it up on his IG. He was very thrilled to make this list. Jay-Z been on the drip, is what he said. He been on that drip, nigga.
Did you believe that he's listening to Sauce Walker?
I did not until I heard this song. This song is Jay-Z's vibe. The song is called Ghetto Gospel. Y'all check that out. Y'all check out Jay-Z's title year-end pick list. It's pretty cool. Dope little playlist. I honestly feel like that Jay might have put this one together. I don't think that he handed this to somebody and was like, hey, just give me like 20 songs that people would think I like. This seems like some Jay-Z influence songs.
Jay always been tapped in with Texas, though.
Because of his wife.
Before then though, like Big Pippin and shit like that.
He was on UGK head.
Yeah, don't do him any kind of goddamn way.
You're right, I get you that.
He ain't new Texas, he been on Texas. So that's not surprising. Now if Sauce Walker was on Barack's playlist at the end of the year that he releases, then it'd be shocking.
Sauce Walker getting played by Barack and Michelle. It's funny.
I wonder would he be more hype about that or being on Jay-Z list?
It's right there. It's right there, dude. It's right there.
That's neck and neck.
Tough. Especially if you saw Sauce Walker.
But that's dope though. Keep that up, Jay. I like these little lists. I wish it was a little more that I wasn't familiar with. I pretty much know all of these songs, with the exception of the Sauce Walker and the Demazi song. I don't know off the top of my head.
How They Walk Up is hard.
But other than that, though, we know all these songs though. Like, give me something we ain't heard. Like, I wanna get put on something. Like, telling me that you listen
Jay-Z
to Sicko Mode. Like,
Jay-Z got put on this stuff though.
Last week.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he done heard Sicko Mode. Like, hey, what's that Travis Scott song, bro? Like, what's that? The one with Drake. That one. Oh, Sicko Mode. That's the name of it. I'm making out this list. I don't know why my Jay sound like that.
Oh shit.
Only song he knew the name of probably was that Pusha T, If You Know, You Know, cause it's in the hook. I ain't saying he ain't know the music. He know the music. He ain't know the name of
he ain't know who that Rich the Kid was though.
Nah.
He ain't know who that
was. What's the one they always play, the walk one?
Who's the kid that say plug walk?
Yeah, that kid.
Yeah, put that on there.
Yeah, put that in there. Only one he knew the name of was the one off the album, The Black Effect. Hey, yeah, B, then you had to call B for that. Hey, B, what was the one we did? The MLK joint?
That song really ain't even that banging though. Well,
the sample, it's hard. I'm good on any MLK Boulevard. That's hard. It's like, yeah,
that's one true. Of
the memes of the year.
That's hard.
Yeah.
What's
the name of that joint, G?
All right, man. Next up, man. Famous Dex. Okay.
Young Famous Dex.
Dexter.
Uh-huh.
He got a verse from one of his idols, Lil Wayne, Dwayne Carter.
Okay.
How do we know this? Because he took to IG and shed tears over this feature on IG. The question is a Lil Wayne verse cry worthy in 2018?
Famous Dex, I'm gonna let you finish. I'm gonna let you get your idol stuff off. But if this was 2007 ish, I don't even know if Famous Dex was born then. He just could rap. But then you cry about a Wayne feature. But now you just file it away, cause you probably gonna out rap him on this. And it's just not a big deal. But Famous Dex is an emotional kid though.
Okay.
He had another IG, I think, where he was like he called somebody and he was like, man, this song just touched me, bro. So it was just so deep and this and that. He was like on the flow and some shit.
I'm telling you. He's putting on for social media.
Well, I don't know if he's putting on if it, like, I think he's like an emotional cat. Just from what I'm gathering.
First of all, you said his verse was probably gonna be better. That'll never happen.
The kids fuck with Famous Dex though.
Famous Dex is some slaw.
What?
But I will say for him,
shout out Scoops. He said that Lil J. Well, nah, it's the other kids. No, what's I don't even know their name. Cordy them. What's the Cordy?
YBN? What are you talking about?
Oh yeah,
about,
YBN.
Dude?
Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, back to Famous Dex. he's some slaw, but he's clearly a disciple of the Wayne tree. That's obvious. You can tell by the colored dreads and the style that he raps with. Him and a gang of other people should cry if they got a call from Wayne in a verse, because that's who they got their whole style and swag from. So this makes a whole lot of sense. I get it. There's certain people of our generation that if Hov did a podcast playlist of 2018 and he put us on there, I would cry tears of joy because I fuck with Jay-Z like that. That's what I came up on. So
you're doing it on Instagram?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it on Instagram because I'm washed.
You're going to do it on Snap? Going to cry on Snapchat so nobody see it?
No. I'm going to cry tears of joy in the comfort of my own crib.
Oh, okay.
But I understand why Famous Dex would get emotional after this, because I'm sure. Think of all like Thugga and Uzi, Dex. Like, all of these, they worship the ground that Wayne walks on. Mm-hmm. So this makes a ton of sense. And Wayne can still rap.
Yeah, Wayne can still rap.
Like, don't do him any kind of way. Like, he just forgot how to rap.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's a big deal if you Famous Dex, to be honest. I mean, it's a whole generation of kids. You brought up Jay-Z that look at Lil Wayne like we look at Jay-Z, or look at Lil Wayne like we looked at Tupac. It's a whole generation of kids. Like I said, I was in a barbershop once and, you know, just asking them who they favored or who the best rapper was. And I think everybody in there was under 30.
Who did they say?
Unanimously, it was Lil Wayne.
And that makes sense.
This was before Carter Five, and it was like, bro, if that Carter Five come out and this and that, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, I ain't debate them on anything like that. But it, like we say, there's a whole generation of people out there that look at Wayne like that. So I could see him crying over it. I was really giving him a hard time. But he does have other IGs where he cried for not making the freshman cover of the XXL. And he was almost crying getting a tattoo. So take it with a grain of salt.
Oh, that's his MO then. Yeah, you following him, you're going to get tears on his IG.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Cry, young man.
Just don't do it on IG. Just make it corny. That makes it corny, though.
It does.
Come on, man. I don't even believe it no more.
So that was too much?
Yeah,
like,
too much.
If you're the management team for Famous Dex, are you like, take that down?
Oh, no. It's perfect for him. I'm saying for you,
don't want to see it.
You're doing too much. It's like you're only doing that because you're filming, and that's just get off my lawn, me. Who knows? He may feel like that. His
do it for the gram, man. Gotta do it for the gram.
Y'all let me know how this song with him and Wayne turns out, because I ain't listening to it. Alright, last but not least, before we get to this song break, we got two topics right here. Two of them are pretty unbelievable. I need to know which one is more unbelievable.
Both of them are unbelievable.
Chief Keef finds out that he has 4 new kids in court the other day by 4 different women.
Wait, did he find out in court?
He found out in court.
No way.
One of his previous baby mamas had took him to court for child support, and in doing so, he found out, oh shit, I got 4 other kids that I was not aware of.
That is not true. He told the judge that he had 4 more kids.
He didn't know about these new ones. Now, or is that the case? Or Ty Dolla $ign, remember when we reported about him getting jammed up in Fulton County down here in Georgia? They smelled marijuana, searched his whip. He got arrested. He's facing 15 years, 2 felony counts for that. Which one of these stories is more unbelievable?
Man, this is a tough one. And I know that the Chief Keef thing is pretty unbelievable. But I watched that Ty Dolla $ign video, and for the amount of drugs that they took out of that Sprinter van that you couldn't even see on camera, like a little, like he had a dime bag.
Yeah.
15 years, but that's going to get dismissed. Ty Dolla $ign got
is
good
it?
Lord. Yeah, he got, listen, he'll get probation at the worst.
He's not losing no sleep over these.
No.
Okay.
I mean, it was, niggas get locked up for weed and coke every day in Atlanta, literally. I ain't even like exaggerating or nothing. The shit that he got pulled over for and locked up with happens every day in Atlanta to niggas with a lot less money.
And niggas get
Dolla
$ign years every
that's
day.
What I'm saying, they don't. They ain't getting 15 years. They might get some papers. They'll do probation. They might get some drug classes and shit. But nah, he not getting 15 years. So with that being said, there's no way that the Chief Keef, one, found out that he had 4 additional kids to his 5 already that he had, which makes 9.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
And he's 23 years old.
Well, actually, that's not impossible. Do Chief Keef look like to you that he knows what a condom is?
No, and his pullout game is obviously lacking. Yeah,
what pullout game?
Yeah, that's what
there
I'm saying.
There is no pullout game. Do Chief Keef look like the type of nigga that's going to pull out?
He looks like he has 9 kids, though.
That's a fact.
By 9 different women.
That
one of them's 43.
I agree.
Chief Keef is 23 years old, dog.
At what point, as a woman, are you like, I'm good?
They don't know. They 9 different ones.
They don't
ones.
Know? They know that's Chief Keef.
I mean, that's one thing. That
okay.
Might be a fan.
If they fans, they know he got 5 kids. So are they doing this to get a kid, or are they doing this because they just love Chief Keef too much?
Listen, because if they're fans of Chief Keef, I don't put anything past them.
That is a fact.
That's what I'm. You're 43 years old and you're a fan of Chief Keef?
He got a 43-year-old baby mama?
Yeah.
Nah. He met her in LA.
He's got 9 baby
mamas. And she probably
mamas,
thought
dude.
She probably like a actress. She thought that this was going to help her career. I'm dating Chief Keef. I'm pregnant by Chief Keef. They probably got a reality show that they about to do. She trying to blow up off of it. So I can see the 43-year-old actually
listen,
in L.A.
Let's run these numbers down.
Okay.
The judge reportedly ordered him to pay child support to each one of the mothers, $564 per month.
What? A piece?
A piece. Now let's do the math.
Okay.
You multiply that times 9, that's a little over $5,000 per month.
$5,076.
There you go, which totals $65,988 a year.
Nas paid that a month. That's crazy.
Now, here's the problem, though. When you're shelling out $5,000 a month in child support, Chief Keith claims that he makes about $9,000 per month from self-employment gigs, but his expenses are $9,000 a month. So he ain't got nothing to spare. Now, he was probably lying in court to try to get these little payments down. But still, though, that's kind of surprising. Are you surprised that he makes $9,000 a month? You think it'd be more or less?
I think that we seen this when Jeezy went to court about his son, and they were trying to get child support from him, and people were surprised that he had a low amount in the bank account.
Air
there.
Quotes over low, though.
Yeah, air quotes over. He had a rapper low gotcha. Amount. For Jeezy, it was a low amount. And then, it comes out that child support judges and lawyers are not as sophisticated as if you were fighting a criminal charge. So if you got good representation, then you're able to hit them with the dummy accounts.
Right.
So Chief Keith probably has good representation. He hit them with the dummy account. But how upset are you if you have a child by Chief Keith and you only getting $536 a month?
Your plan failed. You get more
on welfare.
Again. Again, these are grown people who listen to Chief Keith. I don't expect you to have a master
Maybe
plan.
Maybe they just knew who he was and had sex with him and were like, oh, I'm pregnant, Chief Keith. And he was like, what's the Chief Keith saying?
9 kids? He need a reality show.
I guess everybody loves Sosa.
That's
little team.
hey, now this is one time that I wish Tekashi was out right now, because he would have had a field day with this on, man. Chief Keith. Hey, Tekashi IG post would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny.
He would have shit it on, dude.
I thought Chief Keith. Okay, I'm looking at Chief Keith net worth.
What is it?
$2 million.
You know that's not accurate.
I know that's not accurate, but I would have. It's in the ballpark, right?
Possibly, if he sold everything. That's not liquid.
I'm thinking that Chief Keith got more money than that. To be honest,
$9,000 a month is $108,000 a year.
Yeah, he making that $9,000 a month. Chief Keith get $9,000 a show.
How many
Chief
shows?
Keith don't get $9,000 a show. He can get booked up all weekend.
No,
don't do Chief Keith any kind of way.
No, he can't.
Man,
no,
listen to me.
No, he can't.
He can go to Topeka, Kansas, Wichita, and wherever else in that little area right there and get them 9,000 probably every weekend. He can do the chitlin' circuit. Man, listen.
He can that one time.
Nah, he can do that every 3 months.
Can he travel?
For a year. I don't know.
That's what I'm
saying. There you have it. I don't know if he's on house arrest or what. But I'm sure Chief Keith can put together a tour that will gross $100,000 in 3 months.
Chief Keith just dropped the leak volume 6 on Friday, and no one, and I mean no one, gave a shit. Not one person.
When he going to do his songs, okay, he could go overseas and get $1 million bag. Chief Keith got hits.
He has a hit.
that is going to get him overseas. People, like, you act like people don't fuck with him, though.
He would have more than $9,000 a month. That's what I'm saying. If people love Sosa as much as you say they did.
That number's erroneous. That is a fact. Like, I just think that Chief Keith is making more money than that. He's making a mockery of the system and a mockery of these women as well. And
9,000 people. Nah. 9 kids, 23 years old, by 9 women.
Now, that's the sad part, though. We making for jokes because these jokes are going to fly.
Clearly.
But with that being said, Chief Keith having 9 kids is dangerous.
That's some slaw.
That's dangerous. Could you imagine running into one of them motherfuckers?
Nah. But, I mean, they probably in L.A. now, though. They ain't like
I don't care
South
where
South
they are. They're going to be terrorizing the city. I wonder how old the oldest one is and the youngest, like the age range.
Bro, it's probably 9-1. Let's bet. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old.
That is impossible.
I promise.
Chief probably got a teenager and everything. Somebody damn the same age as him.
What Drake say? He got 3 kids and they all 3? That's probably what Chief Keef on, dude.
Yeah.
Let's get to this music break, because that'll be the last time we talk about Chief Keef. So we had to give a little bit of extended coverage.
Uh-huh.
Song break number 1, man. Filthy Rich.
Let's go, Filthy.
Well, it's a West Coast cat, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
He has a joint called HBIC. Let's see what he hitting on.
Ain't no bail for a half a mil. I would've signed my life away for a half a mil.
Nigga.
My street team don't pass out no flyers. Knocking down at his show, location on his flyer.
Hey, do that. Hey,
59 nights I was serving white. 36 took his PC cause he ain't serving right.
I had to.
She could never be my bitch until the wire sent. Sheriff Carter business license a requirement. Got a bunch of moves in your shy shoes. If you hanging with that nigga, you gon' die with those. Nigga, where I'm from, gangland spunky. He ain't a factor from my hood, that nigga just a junkie.
Broke nigga.
A fiend for designer, Gucci top
some
client.
City money, man.
Feds did a sweep, you niggas all compliant.
Pussy.
Volunteering ratting, I don't know what happened. The only thing that I'ma tell them if they ever snatch me. G-Star jeans with the Ralph Simmons. Round table with my nigga, counting a half a million. Bitch say she Filipino from the waist down.
Bitch.
Head bitch in charge, that means she hold it down.
Spill. It was back to back Nodders and them bandit billing.
Yeah.
Ghetto children never thought a nigga.
All right, man, that was Filthy Rich, HBIC. That song is featuring Mozzie as well, for those who care. How do you feel about that?
That's banging. I'm fucking with that all day. Filthy Rich Gang.
Filthy Rich Gang.
The West Coast has a very prominent resurgence. It's a lot of quality music coming out from California right now.
I agree, and that song was dope. And shout out to that Problem mixtape, because I was banging that all weekend.
That was pretty dope too.
So that's another West Coaster. You right now, I got some heat right now. I can't even flex.
For the crown.
Yeah, it took a minute. It was quiet.
It took a while.
Who do we thank for that, Game or Kendrick?
Kendrick Lamar.
No Game love?
No, sir.
Wow. He kept it on life. It was on life support that he kept it alive.
I give you that. He did. I ain't gonna take everything away from Game, but yeah. Kendrick put this breath into it. He turned the West Coast back to Wakanda.
That's a fact. Let's jump in the time machine, man. Go back a little bit before Kendrick Lamar's rap time. We didn't even know who Kendrick was in 08.
Nah,
I don't think.
K-Dot? He was K-Dot.
He was K-Dot then.
Kung Fu Kenny.
Like, we did the 1998 episode, and if you haven't heard that, you bullshitting with yourself. Go listen to that. We jump back in the time machine, break down the albums, break down some news, some signature moments, things of that nature of the year. 08, although it was only 10 years ago, man, going through some of these albums and going through some of these events, these feel like forever ago.
An eternity. Some of the headlines, some of the things that were popping, some of the music.
All of that. And just to kind of, we'll break it down, man, put it into some type of context. Let's look at some of the debut albums that came out and see where they are right now.
Let's do it.
Shorty Low.
Shorty Low.
Damn.
Units in the City. R.I.P. Shorty Low.
R.I.P. Shorty Low. Tyga, No Introduction. Tyga first album. That's your man. Mm. Ace
Tyga first album, was that under Cash Money? Do you know?
I believe so. Maybe, maybe not. Ace Hood, Guttle. Damn, Ace Hood. Ace Hood had a short run, boy.
A short run?
Yeah.
He just dropped the album this year.
Listen, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's around, does it make a sound?
I mean, that's what you get when you sign with Khaled, though.
Well, like, damn, Flip De Niro better watch out then.
Who?
His newest signee.
See?
Leave me alone. That song right there, that's him.
See, I don't know nothing about that.
You need to get out the house more, dude. That song is popping right now.
It may be. I ain't saying it ain't popping. I'm just saying I don't know anything about it. And it adds to my theory. You should not sign with DJ Khaled.
Even now?
Even now.
Wow. I'm signing
to
him
now. He do too much. No, he do too much.
He plugged in. He's plugged in too much.
And that's fine for you if you want to be popular. You want to sell music? Ask Ace Hood how that works out for you, or Votto.
You know. That's rough. Who else? Rocco, Self-Made.
That was a good album.
Now that was a banging. That was a sleeper album.
I fuck with Rocco.
When this kicked off, Rocco had a run right here, 08 to about,
you know why that,
2013?
You know why the album was banging?
Why?
Written by Future.
Stop.
I promise you.
Future didn't write that damn album.
The whole album.
Go on Tidal right now and look up those credits. And see if you see Future's name.
It ain't. It's the ghostwriting. This is before that ghostwriting. This is the real deal.
Ghost ride the whip.
Yeah, I believe that Future wrote that whole album. That's why it sounds so good. Cause Rocco can't rap. He ain't rapped since then.
No, but he kept a hit for about 5 or 6 years in a row though.
When Future was on his team, I ain't heard nothing since him and Future have been beeping. I ain't heard nothing from Rocco.
That's true as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Also, Flo Rida, Mail on Sunday.
Who? We switched the
Flo Rida turned into a pop star. I was somewhere out and a Flo Rida song came on in the restaurant, and the white girl at the front was word for word. Word for word.
How many raves she done been through with that plan? Mail on Sundays? Flo Rida don't even remember that. He on there. That was a whole nother lifetime for him, dog. A couple hairlines ago.
Yeah, he was hanging on to that hairline on Mel on Sunday. Woo. So that was pretty much it for the debuts. Look, what none of those people are relevant today, bro.
None of them with debut albums. 10 years.
Tyga had a hit this year.
To
be fair,
he's skirted in and out of relevance for the last 10 years. I don't think he's not gonna go anywhere. For the people that don't like him, he's just not gonna go away. And the people that do like him, they can expect some every once in a while. So he gotta give you the best of both worlds.
And that was pre-Cash Money, by the way.
Can I give you some sales for that year before we go to the next one?
Go for it.
Alright, Lil Wayne's The Carter first week sales, 1,000,086. He's a physical. Well, they were streaming back then.
No, those were no streams. He's physical. Straight out of Best Buy, buddy.
All right, that's first. Lil Wayne, The Carter 3, 1,000,000. T.I. Paper Trail, 568,000 first week. Kanye West, 808 Heartbreak, 450,000 first week. Jeezy, The Recession, 260,000 first week. The Game, LAX, 240,000 first week.
All right.
None of those people putting up them numbers now. Well, nobody's putting up them numbers now.
Well, ain't nobody doing that shit. Days over with. That leads to our signature albums, the aforementioned Carter 3, which saved this year from just being completely irrelevant.
Trash.
I'm talking about the 1,000,001. Think if that was probably the biggest headline of that year.
What Carter 3 had John on there? Ross.
That was Carter 4.
Damn, what was Carter 3?
Yeah, Carter 3 had
Say You Will with Drake.
No, that was Carter 4.
Damn.
Or no, that was I can't believe Carter I'm 3? A human or some shit. Carter 3 had Mrs. Officer.
Oh, we shit.
Yeah, exactly. Had the song with Carter 3 had some bangers though. I ain't gonna lie, they had Hov on there,
really?
Swizz. Yeah, Carter 3 banger. People consider Carter 3 a classic, bro.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's not
in the same barbershop conversation.
That's what that whole Playboy Cardi famous Dex Lane. Carter 3 is the Bible. Easy.
I ain't mad at that though. Like I see why the generation that views Wayne like they view him. I see why he put in the work to be able to be looked at like that. So I'd never hate when somebody would tell me Lil Wayne's their favorite rapper or he's the best or whatever it may be. Because we seen the work from when he was, 12 years old?
Absolutely.
To then. So I ain't mad at that. Critically acclaimed or
notable?
Notable. Bun B's 2 Trill came out.
The fact that you went straight from Wayne Carter 3 to Bun B's 2 Trill.
What else were you going to go with? That is a legend.
I was going to go Jeezy's like Recession.
That's a classic.
Oh, my God.
That is a classic.
So two classics dropped in 2008?
I didn't say the Carter was a classic, but that Jeezy is most definitely a classic. That Recession all the way through. That's the intro until the end.
It sounds like one song all the way through.
You said that about the first Jeezy as well.
No, I said that about this Recession.
Twan said that about the first Jeezy. Shout out to Twan Sounds.
One
man.
Through eight.
Both
sounds
of y'all
like one
niggas
song.
Are crazy. Nah, that Recession is banging. At first Jeezy is banging. We ain't got to get into that, but that Recession, that may be Jeezy's best album, the Recession.
Oh my God.
That Put On? You serious?
Of course that's banging.
Oh man, listen, Put On, the intro, Crazy World.
Enough.
That's the whole damn CD. I ain't even really.
No, that's enough.
Didn't he have that Jay-Z feature on there as well?
I don't recall.
Oh, he had My President is Black? Are you serious?
Speaking of Jay-Z, we're missing a Jay-Z album in 08.
Which is?
No, we don't have it. We didn't get one.
Jay was done. Jay was on vacation this whole year. That's why music was in shambles. The mayor of rap wasn't nowhere around.
He heard that Recession and was like, I'm good. I ain't got to come out.
I know. They got it. He thought they had it. He was like, all right, Jeezy putting this crack out. We good.
Some other big names, Kanye, 808 to Heartbreaks. That was a big record at the time.
At the time, because he switched it over and did the whole auto-tune thing.
Changed the game.
This when he first got weird, right?
He changed rap.
This is when he went start going crazy.
This is when he changed rap.
This is when he started going crazy because we're gonna get into later the headlines. He beat up but took the cameras.
He never beat nobody up.
Exactly. He took the cameras from the paparazzi. He had to go to jail for that and post. But that's when he first started going crazy. You could tell that this life was starting to get to him.
Yeah. Also, another one.
At T.I. Paper Trail. Don't do T.I. Paper Trail.
Yeah, that album ain't nothing, though.
Banger.
I ain't never liked that Paper Trail. I've been consistent with that.
You have. That is his most critically acclaimed album, though.
That's because it was his most safest. It was his most PG-13.
I mean, he was headed to jail this year for weapons charges, well, hey, and he was already a felon. Nah, this was most popular album.
Speaking of the weapons charges, that G-Unit album came out this year. The second G-Unit album that nobody remembers.
Crickets.
Terminate on Sight.
Crickets.
And it was some slaw. However, there was one song on it that you so tough when 50 went at T.I. for the gun possession shit.
Left guard was today's mathematics. Shit ain't adding up. Get knocked with 10 machine guns. Only get 12 months. Ooh, wee. Don't talk to me, you talk to him, you talking to them. I got the best lawyers, money goodbye. They said they would've got me 10 or maybe 9. I said, how do you explain how homie breathe? He said, you keep your mouth shut or you eat the cheese. So
T.I. said, hey, partner. Hey, partner.
Hey, T.I. had to get on the horn. And say,
yeah,
hey,
ain't
champ.
No response. Yeah, you could tell T.I. was dealing with a real situation. Because I ain't finna do no song. We not finna go back and forth. You done brought my wife name up. You done called me a snitch. I'm calling you. We getting on the phone. If not, I'm just gonna come to New York. And you got to run into me, partner.
That was 50 last good verse, though.
Huh?
That was 50 last good verse.
Yeah, that was 50 last good year.
He ripped that.
That was his last good year.
Real quick, some other notable albums. Soulja Boy's second album came out.
Did it?
Yeah, man. Kiss Me Through the Phone, Turn My Swag On, all of that good shit. Nelly Brass Knuckles,
okay.
Yo Boy.
Let's go. That was after hiatus. This was
about 4 years.
People
year?
Were waiting on this album. This is the highly anticipated return to the booth for Mr. Haynes, Cornell Haynes.
And y'all were let the fuck down with that Brass Knuckles.
We definitely were let down.
Ludacris, Theater of the Mind.
And talking about another letdown from letdown to letdown. That's what we're going to do here.
This is when he and T.I. buried the hatchet, though, because T.I. was featured on this.
That's the best thing that happened to that album.
And Ludacris was on Paper Trail, right?
Yeah, he was on that Paper Trail. They were talking about their dads and stuff. And Nas Nigger album came out that they Def Jam made him change the name to. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, and at first he changed it to just Nas, and then he changed it to Untitled.
Could a popular artist release an album called Nigger today?
Absolutely.
If Tekashi 6ix9ine album was called Nigger, N-I-G-G-A.
That'd be the biggest coon shit ever.
I'm not mad. What if it was called Nigger today?
You can do that now. Because you don't have to have that posted up in Target no more. Yeah, that was the problem when Nas wanted to do it. Target, Walmart, Best Buy was like, how am I supposed to sell this?
Yeah.
So that's the problem. All this shit digital now. You can name it whatever the fuck you want to. Anything? Oh, the Game LAX album came out. And he said he was going to retire after this one.
Damn.
We know how that turned out.
Yo Boy.
Who?
Frasier Boy. Da Key.
What?
Don't what me like Frasier Boy wasn't your favorite rapper for 3 years.
No.
Frasier Boy from Memphis? You don't know who that is?
I
ain't
know
your boy?
I know
you
he
didn't
is
buy all of his CDs?
No.
He had. Oh, my God.
The fuck?
You
trying to put Frasier Boy on me?
Bro, you had the CD.
No, I had 3-6.
You had Frasier Boy and Lil White.
No, stop.
Both of them.
Stop. Snoop Dogg ego tripping. That shit was fire.
I got to get J-Hope on the line.
That shit was fire. Yeah, I'm moving right along on what the fuck you're talking about.
I can't believe you denied Frasier Boy.
Before we go to the news, can I run down some mixtapes that came out of here?
Go ahead.
We had Lil Boosie, The Beginning.
That was banging.
Bang. Fuck out of here.
Banging.
We had Rich Boy, Bigger Than a Mayor.
That was all right.
What?
That was all right.
That's a classic.
It had some good songs on it.
That's a classic mixtape, dude.
Like that Boosie.
Oh, my God. Gucci Mane, Gangsta Grills, the movie.
That now, okay. That, all jokes aside, you want to talk about classic? to be honest, if you're on the verge Gucci Mane fan and you want
to
hear his best complete body of work,
it's this album.
No, it's this album right here. It's the first time he hooked up with Drama. Drama got to beefing with Jeezy about this because they was beefing and he didn't want him to work with him. And they killed this.
I refuse to believe that.
This is banging.
Young Dro, I Am Legend. Nas, The Nigger Tape.
The Nigger Tape is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. And Fab's first Gangsta Grills, There Is No Competition.
That's when Gangsta Grills was still. This was the last year for Gangsta Grills, huh?
Nah, because Fab did three. There is no competitions with Drama.
He must have did all three of them in the same year.
So those are the mixtapes. The mixtapes were slick, better than the albums. Slick. Slick.
That recession held. That recession, if it wasn't for that, you would be right.
What's some of the news, some of the headlines in 2008?
Well, Fat Joe and 50 Cent were beefing. Do you remember that?
Yeah, fake ass shit.
That was fake. The Elephant in the Sand, they dropped a mixtape.
That has some songs
based
on it,
on that. And
that has some bangers on that Elephant in the Sand.
This is when 50 Cent was on his real deal workout shit, and Fat Joe was asked, could you beat 50 Cent in a fight? He said, probably not, but I would love to send him to the dentist. Great answer by Fat Joe. What is your new? What you got?
Jay-Z signed that $150 million deal with Live Nation. Remember that first of two?
I do remember that. he read up on that motherfucker too.
Jesus. Remy Ma was found guilty on charges. That's when she got locked up. She was facing 25, by the way. She ended up doing about what, six?
Seven.
Seven.
Something like that, right.
Nate Dogg had a stroke. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg, though. He didn't die that year, but he did have a stroke that year.
The Game was given 2 months in jail because of his several incidents of violence. You remember he ran on and beat up 40 Glock? Went to 40 Glock?
I do remember that.
On tape. So he went to jail for that. Who knew?
Dude. Oh, rest in peace, Static Major, too. He died in 08. There's a lot of shit going on.
Jada Kiss speaks on his highly anticipated debut album with Def Jam. This was 08.
Oh, yeah.
When did that album come out? This year? That album came out last year, dude. The one with him on there with the head. God.
Top five dead or alive.
Damn. That nigga crazy.
Hey, that's funny as fuck.
Shit.
Oh, Suge Knight got beat up, too.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I
that was
remember.
The end of Suge Knight. That was the end of the Suge Knight legend. All of that. When he started getting whooped on camera and shit, it was over.
The UK ban of Snoop Dogg is lifted. Who knew Snoop was banned over there?
I didn't have a fucking clue. T.I. signs 8-Ball and MJG.
Wow. That was talking about a low period. Ja Rule says that he will soon release his new album, The Mirror.
I see you, Rule.
Did you hear that?
I listen to all Ja Rule shit. Ja Rule has a very underrated career.
You would, and you would think that as well.
Third ballot Hall of Fame, Rap Hall of Fame.
A G-Unit representative denies the reports of a $300 million deal.
Yeah, that was. I think they were talking about the vitamin water shit. Because remember, they said it got bought for about $3 billion. They said he owned 10%.
If you could guess who won Songwriter of the Year from BMI that year, who would you pick?
Rapper?
Nope.
Who was it, like Neo?
Close.
Who?
Polo the Don.
That's not close to Neo at all.
I was thinking about that.
Polo the Don had them beats, though.
Songwriter of the Year. I can see that. He's a good producer, though. Saigon was signed to Atlantic Records.
We don't. Records. Nobody. No one. No one listening cared about that news right there. They didn't care then. Oh. They don't care now.
Man, there's some crazy shit on here. What you got?
Master P, my boy, gets the key to the city in Memphis. We put some respect on his name.
Why? Did he play for the Grizzlies? What happened? I don't know.
Can you imagine how tough P Music was in Memphis, though?
Man.
They were probably banking
the mayor. The mayor was listening to P in Memphis. I promise you that. Death Row is sold in an auction after Suge Knight was ordered to sell the label. Yeah. How much was it sold for?
How much?
$24 million to Susan Berg.
I'm about to say he ain't getting none of that, though.
And they took every penny of that. Check this out. BET loses the sponsorship over violence, profanity, obscenity, and hip-hop videos. Industry ears, CNN, Procter & Gamble, Pepsi, and General Motors all pulled commercials from Rap City and 106 and Park, leading to their demise. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Rap City definitely ended in 08.
In 08, yeah.
Yep.
Because advertisings were pulled. Man, what videos was coming out then? It wasn't even no good music out. What videos were they doing? Shit.
Listen, looking back at this year right here, I'm going to be honest.
It's a rough year in hip-hop. Hip-hop was dead.
This was
Nas
rough.
Was right spot on, dude.
Nas dropped Hip-Hop Is Dead late 2016. I mean, excuse me, 2006.
Man, that nigga was right.
He was on par. This year, right? This year was nothing. Compared to now? What? It's like there's so much shit out now that's frying. Brass Knuckles, bro. Yeah. What the fuck is
that? That was a marquee album of that year.
First of all,
I'm telling you,
let's not
marquee. People were waiting on Nelly to come back. Don't try to act like you forgot.
You were waiting on Nelly to come out.
People were waiting on Nelly to come back. You know who had a bad year this year?
Who that?
Youngberg, aka Heatmaker.
He wasn't Heatmaker then.
Nah, he wasn't. He was getting that heat. He was getting that heat brought to him. This was. He got beat up in Detroit, and that's when they stole his transformer chain.
It made the rounds too.
Man, that made that started the stealing of chains and
posting. That was on World Star for a week straight.
Man, and that's when you went to World Star like every day.
Listen, World Star was literally like CNN.
He got beat up by somebody else too, didn't he? And hospitalized.
Was that Mano?
Yeah, Mano knocked him out.
Mano smacked him allegedly.
God smacked him.
Allegedly.
Jesus Christ. That was a month later.
Oh yeah. Ross dropped Triller too. Forgot to mention that. His second album.
And it was also discovered that Ross had a previous background as working as a correctional officer.
Relax.
Which led to the beef between him and 50 Cent.
Relax.
I'm just letting you guys know what happened.
My final newsworthy note on here, and this is very important.
Oh God.
Jermaine Dupri and Tag Body Spray launched a hip hop record label.
What happened to that, Jermaine Dupri?
When the fuck did Tag, first of all, Tag
what
Body
is Tag?
Spray?
What
did
is
you
that?
Remember Tag?
It was Axe's rival?
It's like Axe, yeah. And they had a hip-hop label?
What happened to that?
Jermaine Dupri been shucking out these little checks. He robbed Tag. He didn't get their refund.
Here's a reoccurring one from every year in hip-hop post-1996.
Who that?
Another arrest warrant is issued for DMX. I could be reading that from any year post 1997, and you would believe. And then this year, for the last 20 years, this when Lil Boosie went to jail too. He was arrested on marijuana and weapons possession.
Yikes!
And the Free Lil Boosie campaign started from there.
Let us know what y'all think of 2008. I'm gonna be honest; it was some slaw.
Yeah, it was a rough year right here. Y'all let us know.
Wayne saved it.
I don't know if he saved it. It wasn't enough saving.
Wayne, Jeezy, and Kanye saved this year.
I think we still might have needed some Jay-Z.
Ooh, and
we
that
might need some Jay in that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this was a rough year. A lot of people went to jail. A lot of threatening to retire. Listen, when LAX is pushed back four times, it was supposed to come out in January, then March, then May, then it came out in August. When that happens and it's being reported, it's a rough year in hip-hop.
It's a rough year.
That's no disrespect to Game.
Let's get to this music break, man. My boy Don Q. This gold Don Q.
I like Don Q.
Yeah, I fuck with him too. He's got a joint. He just dropped a new mixtape. He's got a joint called Everlasting on that tape. Let's hear it. Here it go.
I got the bag and I keep it moving. I barely be speaking to him. Close the curtains. I've been trying to peek into him. Pulling numbers on the board. All the hustles, they applaud. Yeah. They call me sneaking in paraphernalia every time I come to the awards. Yeah. If I want them hit, the killers get sent and then they come for the reward. Yeah. Pocket rocket, cut the pocket watches. Want to see what's coming out of yours. Bought a four before I bought a plane. Took a PJ. I got board of planes. I ain't never had to point a chain. I'm and everything in my daughter name. If I die, she gonna live with it. It's in the blood, she gonna still get it. I need a meal ticket. Garage or foreign cars or field, did it. I'm not your average nigga. Fuck a comparison, nigga. Yeah, I be bullin', but I'm never walking whenever I'm traveling, nigga. Ironically, I was in court. They tried to charge me with carrying, nigga. Gotta stay out in New York. We cannot party or move without having it, nigga. He not official, he cap. I'm in the mansion relaxing. My homie be stamping the package. If you ain't my man, we taxing. We were just planning the yap. I can't show you niggas some cash. You know this shit ever last.
Alright, man, that was the boy Don Q, Everlasting, over a Young Chop beat. When last time you heard that? Shout out to Chief Keef.
Yeah, officer.
Man,
he got all Chief Keef, but he got up out of there.
Easy. How you feel about Don Q, Everlasting?
I like that. I ain't mad at that at all. I like Don Q. I like his style, his flow. He represents well as far as what he do, so I ain't mad at it.
Don Q was ripping that, by the way.
That is true.
The basketball reference with the traveling and the carrying, that was, run that back. Hit the 15-second button three times and listen to them bars again. That was hard.
That was hard.
All right, man. Question of the week before we get out of here.
Who won the rap battle?
Me. We're going to do this. This just took over the internet last 2 days.
What's that?
So we have to bring it up. We don't never talk about R&B, but this was fucking hilarious. Jacquees?
You going to get his name right? The king of R&B, for Christ's sake.
He crowned himself the king of R&B on social media. The internet collectively shitted on him. So my question is, If it's not him, then who is 2018 King of R&B?
I think there's a height requirement. That's the only reason that they went in on Jacquees to be the king. You can't be as short as him and be the king of R&B. That's just my two cents.
I mean, Kendrick can't be king then of rap.
That's different.
They're the same height.
I don't believe that.
Easy.
Are they?
Easy.
That's impossible. Anyway, if I had to get to somebody, I'm going to get to Usher. Usher.
In 2018?
Yeah. King of R&B.
Stop, bro.
I mean, as far as I know, he's the most successful R&B person that's living. He can sing still.
Stop,
dude. He puts on a performance and a show.
He's still burning.
He can act. I have no idea what he does sexually or his transmitted diseases that come with it. What I will say, I'm not giving it to the Pissy Pied Piper, but I will give it to Usher. I think Usher is it.
First of all, there's no way in hell he's the king of R&B today. The king of R&B, just generally speaking, for our generation is R. Kelly. Period.
I ain't in your generation.
No ifs, ands, or buts about that. Now, today, it's got to be Chris Brown. It just coughed in my ear.
Yes.
It's got to be Chris Brown.
Why? How you going to give it to Chris Brown and then I say Usher for last generation?
What is Usher? What's Usher last hit? Chris Brown been on record. He been on hooks, hits of his own.
What was it? What was on Here I Stand in the club?
Here I Stand?
Yeah. How long ago was that?
Wow. This is why we don't talk R&B, because you're referencing 9-year-old Usher.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the last time I heard him. I listened to R&B.
Let's be honest, though. The king of R&B is Beyonce.
Just go ahead. I vote for B all day.
Let's keep it all the way 100. Yeah. It's Beyonce. I like Jacquees throwing this out there, though, even though it's not him.
Now, ironically, this question came up in passing for me a couple of times this week, so it has been taken over social media. A couple names that I heard were The Dream.
Bro, what?
I'm just telling you what somebody told
me. Who the fuck said that?
This nigga, the same nigga that said he was finna hit a nigga listening to the Pee Wee Longway. So, it kind of adds up.
Is he still in 08? What year are y'all in?
He said The Dream.
You said Usher.
You said R. Kelly. You think it's 96?
For our generation.
I ain't in your generation. I don't know what you're talking about. What generation is that?
Fuck. Who else did you hear, dude? Donnell Jones? Who else did you hear?
I actually heard Avant.
All right, that's the end of the, so that's the end of the R&B discussion ever in life on On Deck TV, because you clearly don't know, and the people you hang with don't know.
I didn't say hang with. Shit. I said this was a discussion that was had, and I also heard Frank Ocean.
I would say you could say Ty Dolla Sign.
Hooks. I don't even know if he got an album.
He do. He got his Beach House tapes. People look say are
that's R&B.
Yeah, it is.
I ain't know that.
It is. Frank Ocean, okay, I guess, man. Bryson Tiller, maybe somebody like that. He quiet right now, but maybe somebody like that. Or Weeknd? That's pop.
Yeah, that ain't, I don't know if it's
R&B. He could be R&B. If Weeknd just put his R&B hat on.
Let's call a spade, it's Drake. Drake is the king of R&B.
He's the king of rap, too, though.
R&B and pop.
He had the best R&B album this year, Male.
I wouldn't know. I hadn't heard it. not heard it.
You still listening to Usher from 08.
Tough. I'm still listening to the old school stuff.
Let's get to the On Deck of the Week. We spoiled this earlier.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bakari Smith for the dope-ass question in the rap chat.
On Facebook.
Absolutely, on Facebook. Go join that if you're sleeping. Who would win in a rap battle between me and Lou is fucking hilarious. That's, I literally laughed out loud.
Very funny. I busted out laughing. That was a middle of the day laugh. Very funny.
The answer is obviously me.
That's impossible.
But it was definitely a great question. We appreciate that, Bakari Smith. You are the On Decker of the Week.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to some music, man. New music out right now. Gucci Mane, Evil Genius.
Did you check that out?
I did.
What'd you think? You're a closet Gucci Mane fan.
No, I just listen to everything.
You just listen to everything Gucci Mane.
He got some good beats, though. Yeah, one song on there I really fuck with. Father's Day, that song was banging.
What happened to your boy?
Who that?
Offset. What album at?
That is December 14th.
Oh, I thought it was December 11th. Did they push it back?
The 11th.
Did they push it back?
He's going to drop on a Sunday?
Tuesday. Today's the 11th. Did they push it back?
Why would
he
drop on a Tuesday?
Why wouldn't
he? Albums come out on Friday now.
Oh, really? How long has that been happening?
Ice Cube, Everything's Corrupt. That came out Friday. Did you listen to that?
Absolutely not. I watched Friday, though. Did watch that on Netflix.
Shout out to Q.
Yeah.
XXXTentacion, Skins album. See you, boy.
Did you listen to that?
Of course. What? That was the first thing I listened to.
How was
it? What kind of question is that either? It's fire. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's fire. That's crazy.
Don Q underrated mixtape. Conway, Eat What You Kill.
Conway. I fuck with Conway.
Yeah. You're going to have to really fuck with him to listen to this album because it's $20 on his website only. Mm. No streaming sites. This Friday, Vic Mensa, Hooligan EP. Mm. You crickets.
Oh, that's why he was on Breakfast Club.
Yeah, he was on Sway too. He was on a couple spots. Kodak Black, Down to Live.
I'm fucking with that. He dropped two singles that was banging.
Were they banging though?
Yeah, they were banging.
Or were they cool little songs
you
to be Kodak
said
Black?
XXXTentacion
banging.
Had a fire album. So yes, Kodak Black dropped two banging singles with the emphasis on the banging.
And then the aforementioned Offset, who was supposed to drop on the 14th because that's his birthday, but there's no album title. There's no cover. He's about to be single.
I don't know
if his life is in shambles, but I don't know what's going on right now with Young Offset, but allegedly his
album.
This
is an album promotion in 2018. That's all this is.
I didn't think she was for real, though. I ain't going to lie.
She's not.
I don't know, though.
I don't believe it.
I don't know. He got hemmed up. Offset, let me talk to Offset real quick. Offset.
Right.
I get it. You saw Gucci getting married. That's your mentor, so you felt the need to jump the broom as well. You're too young for this, though, bro. You living a rock star lifestyle right now. You got your Ric Flair drip going on. He is the last nigga on earth next to Chief Keef that needs to be married.
Why
don't do it.
Why wouldn't he just have the threesome with Cardi? Is he tired of that?
Who knows? But I'm saying he's on the road a lot. You're on the go a lot.
So
you're too young to be putting rings on shit, bro, in your position. It's not going to work. You're going to get caught in the text on Snap. With the fucking three-way or whatever he was on.
It was a regular iMessage, bro.
He bullshitting too, boy.
That wasn't no snap nothing.
Somebody put Offset on game. What are you doing? This nigga face. Take a screenshot of them FaceTiming. What are you doing? No face, no case, Offset. I'd have been on the FaceTime with a ski mask on.
That's
dude.
If you
just have to do that.
And the chick dropped a song and everything. She was milking her little 15.
That's corny.
Yeah, she got a little song, got an everything behind it.
He tried to get that threesome popping, dog. He was trying to get that motherfucker cracking.
Yeah,
he leaving too much evidence, man. Like them guys wouldn't even have my phone number. They'd have been talking to somebody I knew.
But they was famous. Well, allegedly to them, they famous as well, right?
Air quotes over famous. Yeah. Cuban Doll.
Cuban Doll got a million Instagram followers, dude.
That's the world we live in, people.
That's a fact.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
I'm not sure. I have no idea as of yet.
Christmas tricking? I mean shopping?
Christmas tricking? Absolutely not. get some shopping done for the loved ones. Not tricking at all. Might put a tree up. You should join us.
Yeah, I'm good. You can have that. Yeah, roasting marshmallows and shit over the
tub,
damn
drinking
fire.
Tea. Let's get it.
You drinking eggnog and shit.
Tea.
This weekend I'm in a movie. Shout out to that Mule, Clint Eastwood.
I put you on that. I might go see that. I absolutely want to go see that, actually.
You sure you're going to be able to do that when you're putting your tree up?
After I put the tree up, I'm going to check that out.
That looked dope, though.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood got old.
Clint Eastwood looked 107 years old.
Is that ain't makeup or nothing, dude.
Nah,
he's just
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
They probably made makeup. They put makeup on to look a little younger.
Man.
I'm fucking with that movie,
I gotta
movie,
see
though.
That because this might be his last movie.
You don't put the goddamn Grim Reaper on Clint Eastwood.
I ain't put him nowhere. Shit, he walked up.
God,
he crept up on him himself.
On that note, man, we are Ghosts. We appreciate the love on IG at On Deck TV Podcast and Twitter, which is the same. Please leave a comment on iTunes. We almost had 100. We at 91.
Uh-oh, we got one.
We got 9 away.
Let's get 9 in there. We got the special holiday surprise to you. A special holiday shout out to all of the On Deckers out there. Coming soon to you in the feed. Just stay alert.
Thursday. Look out for that feed, guys.
All right.
And gals.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
Let's do it. We appreciate you listening. We out.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.